So going into Make This Record, I think we had a new sense of confidence, and we're more at ease with ourselves, just communicating. And we wanted to make this record simpler, and also for us, we wanted to write it from more of sort of an organic standpoint. I think we accomplished that.
Version 2.0 was an even bigger success than Garbage, spawning 5 global hit singles. Push It was followed in 1998 by I Think I'm Paranoid and Special, the latter accompanied by a video directed by Dawn Shadforth that featured Shirley as a cyber princess locked in mortal air combat with 3 evil rogue pilots. It was nominated for 3 MTV European Music Awards. When I Grow Up and The Trick Is to Keep Breathing followed in 1999, and that same year Garbage were honored to be asked to write the title theme for the new James Bond movie. The world is not enough. The band accepted and excelled themselves, turning in a track that had all the hallmarks of a classic Bond theme without sacrificing any of Garbage's own identity. This too had a big budget video, in which Shirley played an android sent into the world to destroy evil and herself into the bargain. Kind of like Terminator in reverse, the shoot was notable for putting Shirley behind the wheels of a brand new BMW Z8, high-powered sports car, in spite of the fact that she can't actually drive. Following the completion and release of Version 2.0, Garbage set out on a summer festival tour to promote it, followed by a longer spell on the road in North America, taking in the US, Canada and Mexico for the rest of the year, supported by Girls Against Boys. As copies of the album sold, the band found themselves being moved up to bigger venues as the tour progressed, and they played everywhere from arenas to college and club shows. The dates also witnessed scenes comparable to Beatlemania, or Shirleymania, as the band dubbed it. They were mobbed by screaming fans on arriving and departing from concerts, found them waiting outside their hotel rooms, and so on. In Los Angeles, Courtney Love and Michael Stipe attended their show and invited them to a party afterwards. Winona Ryder was also in attendance, and the band appeared on The David Letterman Show alongside legendary gonzo journalist Hunter S. Thompson, who later complimented them on their performance, saying it was zippy. Garbage celebrated Halloween by playing a concert in New York in full fancy dress. Duke was a pirate, Steve was Frankenstein's monster, and Butch sported a deranged psycho slasher look. Only Shirley abstained, going for an understated bright red feather boa and carrying a Shirley-faced pumpkin that a fan had given her in Washington, D.C. On November the 18th, they played a homecoming show at Madison Arena, the town's biggest venue. Steve was particularly thrilled as he finally got to bring his dogs along to a Garbage concert. In December, they played a series of radio shows, described by Butch as short sets in huge venues to people who've come to see someone else, before heading home for Christmas. Sadly, Butch's huge cumbersome suitcase, nicknamed The Pig, was lost on the last day of the tour. While Butch spent the holidays remixing Korn, Shirley went back to her husband and family in Edinburgh. On being dropped off in the town centre one night to do a spot of late-night Christmas shopping, she had a panic attack, suddenly realising that it was the first time she'd been out by herself without an entourage for 8 months. It was a sign of the huge pressure that Garbage were under. This pressure showed no sign of letting up, and the new year began with a British and European tour opening in Dublin, where they were presented with flowers from U2 backstage and drank Guinness with Bono afterwards at the band's own hotel. At Wembley Arena, they were joined on stage by Chrissie Hynde for a rendition of Special. In Estonia, however, they were forced to cancel a show for the first time ever. They'd driven 14 hours from St. Petersburg across the tundra in a bus with a frozen toilet, stopping every few miles to hand over cash to the local police, only to arrive and find that their crew, lights, PA and instruments had been stopped at the Russian border. Apparently, the people they'd hired to bribe the authorities hadn't paid them off enough, although reports that all their equipment had been thrown out because it said Garbage on it proved to be untrue. They did eventually get on stage and played to a rapturous reception after running on stage through rows of helmeted riot police armed with truncheons. This was after having camouflaged 18-year-old soldiers armed with AK-47s board their bus hunting for souvenirs. In July, Garbage played an outdoor show in the shadow of Edinburgh Castle to mark the opening of the Scottish Parliament, obviously a huge honour for Shirley. The same year, she got to meet two more of her heroes, Iggy Pop and Patti Smith. She was also extremely moved by the band's visit to Jerusalem and went on safari in Africa. Back in the US, they toured in support of Alanis Morissette, appeared at the Tibetan Freedom Festival and on Saturday Night Live, and wound up the year at the Livid Festival in Brisbane, where Butch played drums with The Offspring after Garbage had finished their own set. What a long, strange trip it had been. But Garbage were about to be brought back down to earth.